WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Chances are you've never heard of Freddie Johnston, a 31-year-old rock musician from Kansas, now based in Hoboken, New Jersey. But rock critic Ken Tucker says Johnston's new second album, Can You Fly, is one of the left-field pleasures of the year.
Walking from the bus stop, couldn't wait to get off. I know I am the lucky one.
The key to Freddie Johnston's appeal is that, contrary to the lyrics of that song, he really doesn't consider himself a lucky one. A gangly guy with horn-rimmed glasses and a perpetually scratchy throat, Johnston is the latest to extend the long, honorable line of rock and roll nerds, driven to make terrific music primarily because they're nobody's idea of a rock star. When Johnston refers to himself as a skinny white singer with no more time, he could be talking about Jonathan Richman or Alex Chilton or Buddy Holly or Elvis Costello as much as he is himself.
Well, I sold the dirt to feed the band. Falling right through my hands. Yeah, I sold the map up to the sky. Falling down, always try. Try to wake up in your head. Try to cry with a red light on. Try to tell you.
Johnston respects his elders to the extent that you can pick out his influences. At his best, he suggests Neil Young singing newly discovered Beatles melodies backed by the Beach Boys. But there's also something small-time about him. He's definitely got a self-pitying streak, and sometimes his sincerity can be so earnest he feels compelled to write a song about it, called Sincere. I don't expect Freddie Johnston to become a household name. Lacking the lung power of Michael Bolton or the complex moodiness of R.E.M., Johnston doesn't seem destined for pop stardom or even a long life as a college radio cult favorite. There's something fragile and wispy about many of his songs, but just when you think he's turning into a wimp, he bears down and comes through with the sort of tough-mindedness that only a dedicated rock and roll nerd can pull off.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Ken will be back with us on Wednesday with his top 10 list for 1992. By the way, Freddie Johnston is on Ken's list.